This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're tuned to Radio Hawke's Bay on 104.7 FM, 1431 AM, streaming on the web, www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. This is a program called Dispute Solutions, and it's my pleasure, as always, to have in the studio Megan Williams from Dispute Solutions right here in Hastings. How are you going, Megan?
Great, thanks, Ken. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Now, before we talk about today's topic, which is the family dispute resolutions, just give your business a bit of a plug. Tell our listeners what you're all about.
Well, HR and Dispute Solutions is a dispute resolution business. We're not a law firm. We are a company that can help you with ACC advocacy, HR, if you've got to manage staff, and employment disputes, personal grievances, and also family dispute mediations, and then any mediations that you want. So it's an organisation that tries to sort out your problems in the cheapest and quickest way possible.
And are you busy? I mean, are you busy all year round? Is always someone got a gripe?
Well, yes. Well, I've been doing it for 42 years. No, sorry. 22. I've been doing it for 22 years. And yes, the phone rings. You know, I wasn't all that busy this morning. And hello, no. The phone rang. And I've got two clients this afternoon. So, yes, it does. It is. I mean, if you do things right in the business,
yes,
people will talk.
Yeah.
And that's the best advertising. I don't really need to advertise on the radio station. And congratulations, by the way, on your name change. It's wonderful.
Yes. It encompasses the whole area, doesn't it?
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful. So well done to the team.
Do you find there's a common thread with the phone calls that you get?
Often it's a communication, you know, in an employment situation where there's just communication breakdown. But with the FDR, family dispute resolution, the better the two parties can talk to each other, the easier it is for everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Now, family dispute resolution is a situation whereby when a couple split up, and the children, obviously, you know, do they go with mum or do they go with dad? How long do they spend there? Where do they live? And all that sort of thing. So the courts identified quite a few years back now, instead of sending it to court and the judge makes the decision, they decided that it would be a much better idea if they went to mediation. In other words, if they tried to sort out what would happen to the children amongst themselves. I mean, let's face it, they were mature enough to actually have the children, and so they should be mature enough in determining on who's going to look after them. And in doing that, the government trained mediators to be specially trained to be able to deal with those sorts of mediations. And as you can imagine, those particular mediations are particularly emotional.
Yes.
Because you're dealing with people's love of their child and their not-so-much love for the other party. And so they are very, very emotionally charged. And so you have to understand that. And so that's why, unless you've got that special certificate, that you've been trained to do it. Now, we do have that. We've got two of us in Dispute Solutions have been trained to do family dispute resolution. We've got also been trained to do the preparation for mediation. Like, that's a process where a person can talk to someone to understand how the mediation works and to understand, to delve down a bit deeper as to, and identify what it is they want out of the mediation.
Mm.
And so they can ask for a session, which is sort of preparation for mediation. We've also got people that are trained to do what we call voice of the child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes if the children are old enough, I mean, obviously you wouldn't have three-year-olds or two-year-olds, but if the children are sort of seven onwards, we have special people that can talk to the children. It's not the same person that will be mediating the parents, but it's a separate person. It may be a lawyer, or it may be, as I say, we've got some people trained in dispute solutions and specially trained to talk to the children to bring out what the children are comfortable with. Now, they simply don't ask the children, do you want to go and live with mum or do you want to live with dad? But it's just getting a feel of where the children are at, anything that they're uncomfortable with, anything that they've got concerns about. And what that person does is writes a report, and then that report goes to the mediator, and that is incorporated within the mediation process.
It must be very difficult for the children, because we have another program on Radio Hawke's Bay called the Women's Refuge Program. And in many cases, children who have been surrounded by horrendous violence they still want to go back home to mum and dad where the violence has been, you know, happening between those two, because they still love mum and dad.
That's right.
And so it must be difficult even for a mediator to think, okay, well, you know, how do you get a feel for what is really happening?
Well, how the process works is if a person wants to go to mediation, say a person wants to spend more time, either the mother or the father wants more time with their child, they can apply to the court and the court will refer them to mediation. Now, there's a couple of providers in New Zealand. The one that we deal with is the FDR Centre, the Family Dispute Resolution Centre, and it's based in Auckland. And what you do is you is FDR, Family mm-hmm. Dispute Resolution Centre, and you apply to them, fill out the form and apply to them. They will then send you the details of both parties and details about the children and about what they're wanting from it. It's only just a couple of sentences, like I'd like more time with my child, or I want to sort out the holidays coming up, or it's not about money, it's about the children.
Yes.
It's not about the sort of who's paying who money. It's got nothing to do with that.
No.
And so they then will select a mediator, usually in the same area, and like I would get the ones in Hawke's Bay, mm-hmm. we would get ones around Hawke's Bay. Although, if it's inappropriate, if it's only a small town and the people know the mediator, well, then they might give me one. I've had them sort of all around New Zealand.
Mm.
But usually it's sort of a local mediator. And first of all, when they send that to me, I look to see whether I know the people. Now, if I do know them, then I don't do it, because then I have a conflict of interest.
Yes.
If I don't know them, I will send back to the FDR Centre a quick email saying, yes, that's fine. They will then give me the go-ahead to do an assessment. Now, that's when you bring in the part about violence or alcohol mm-hmm. or that sort of thing. So I will ring up or see them in my office, and I'll talk about whether they are comfortable with going to mediation, whether they feel that is there any violence or is there any alcohol mm-hmm. or drugs or anything, that mediation is appropriate. Because as you can imagine, sometimes mediation is simply not appropriate, as you've just mentioned. And so once I've done that assessment, if both parties are willing to go to mediation, one of them might say, nope, that's it, I'm mm-hmm. not, no, if they want to take me to court, let them take me to court, or, yep. you know, whatever. So that assessment is done first. And once all the boxes are ticked with the assessment, well, then I let the FDR Centre know, yes, that's fine, go ahead with. And then they sort out the funding. Now, I'm not sure about the funding, because that's their department.
Yep.
The government will fund a certain amount. So they'll look at how much people earn, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes they've got to fund it themselves. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll get the government support. And then once they have that's all sorted, they will then email me back and say, it's all go ahead. Megan, you can mediate. I certainly can't mediate until I get that go ahead.
Mm. Is there any compulsion to attend? I mean, if you're willing to come along and I'm not, is that a one-sided decision?
No, mediation is a voluntary process. However, if you don't go, well, then the other party could take it then to the court. And when it takes it to the judge, the judge will say to the other party, why didn't you go to mediation? Mm. You know, you haven't tried to resolve your issues together first. And so that can sort of look as if you're not really playing the game.
Yeah.
And so that's always a slight risk. But some people don't care that. And some people, it's like with any dispute resolution, they want someone else to make the decision for them.
Sure.
And so they don't want to be part of making it. They want it sort of, you know, made for them. And so it's no different to any other dispute. The only difference is the process that the government has put in place, and the fact that they've got to be specially trained people. Now, you can do it privately. Like, I have had people contact me and say, look, would you mediate? Mm. We don't really want to go through this process. We're quite happy to pay. You know, and yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
We can mediate. And you know, like any mediation, it would be like any mediation.
Mutually agreeable. But what about if they don't want to come to see you and then it's got to go to court? Do they have to go to court, or could someone go in?
Well, of course, then the judge will do a court order. And, of course, what would be happening to the children would be a court order.
Yes.
And if they breach that, they're breaching a court order.
Mm.
So, it does have teeth at that level.
So the agreement that you come to on a voluntary basis, we both get together, we have a chat with you, and we say, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Is that binding?
Right. Well, how it works is that sometimes you might not reach, there's different levels. Sometimes you might not reach an agreement at all.
Mm-hmm.
And one party, the one that's bought it, may well want to take it further to the court, and that's fine. And then the judge will try and get an agreement. And if he or she can't make a decision, which will be a binding decision, that'll be a parenting order. Now, the next level is, like I had one just recently, where I didn't actually write up a report or an agreement. I do write a report, but I didn't actually write an agreement. But they both said, well, the children will have one extra day with Dad,
mm-hmm.
and they're both happy to do it because the children had suggested that was a good idea. And so let's just see how it goes, and, you know, and we'll, if you want to come back and see me, we'll have another mediation. But if you don't want to come back, we'll just, if the process goes, that's fine. So that's another level. The next level is, and this is what usually happen, we hopefully that we achieve, is that we write up an agreement. Now, there might be six or seven issues.
Mm-hmm.
It might be, you know, the days that they're going, or, you know, who's going to be looking after them, or it might be a whole lot of issues. And if we can get agreement on those, I will write those down and get both parties to sign that agreement. Now, if they want to, that can be put in front of the court and be the parenting order, which is upheld by the court. So that has just as much teeth as if the judge had done it, but they both agree. But often, you know, I mean, that's what we try to achieve.
Mm.
But sometimes you can just see that they're getting on okay, and they're happy to both just go along with sort of just to see if it happens. But they've still, you have 12 hours of mediation within a 12-month period once you've applied. And usually my mediations go for a couple of hours. If you're going to 3 hours, they're starting to get a bit, you know. So I usually have a couple of 3 hours at the max sessions, and they can come back. And with that one, let's see how it goes. Are you quite happy with that? Yes, we're both happy with that. Do you want me to write anything down?
Mm.
Well, no, we just see, we'd like to see how it goes. And so I can say, well, look, you know, just give me a ring or flip me an email. And if we want to come back and have another couple of hours just to see, because they've got those 12 hours within the 12-month period. And that often is, sometimes I'll get people sort of back two or three times. And that's great. I mean, that's fine, because we're just slowly working through the issues together. And so sometimes they will email me and say, we've sorted things out, we don't need to go to mediation anymore, and that's wonderful.
Yeah. Are they normally face-to-face, like both the parties in the room at the same time, or do you start off normally separately and then bring them together slowly?
Now, usually I do them face-to-face. Sometimes I'll have people that don't want the face-to-face. They don't want to be sitting in the same room as the party. They just get too upset. It just triggers them. And I'm quite happy to do it on Skype. I've got one at the moment that's the parties in Australia. Mm. And so one party's here, I've got parties in Australia. And so we do it by Skype, which is fine.
Yeah.
It seems to work. I mean, I didn't think it would, but it does. I like face-to-face better, because you can really get the feel of you know, people's emotions and try and get some sort of solution. But it certainly works on Skype. And the other thing is, sometimes people just, you know, we can have that the two parties are in different rooms, but that's difficult for the mediator, because you've got to go backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
And so Skype sort of overcome that problem, really, because they don't have to sit in the same room.
No.
And you can, we can what we call caucus with each party by themselves. What you say to them, what they say to you in that caucus when they're by themselves, doesn't necessarily go back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helpful, because sometimes there's things that they want you to know, but they don't want you to share with the other party, and of course we don't. Now, that can be done on Skype as well, because in Skype and in Zoom,
you can mute people.
You can mute people, and you can go into separate rooms. Zoom has the ability to have as many sort of rooms in these different rooms if you want them.
So does that have, that must have some sort of bearing on the way you proceed sometimes? If someone says, look, I don't want him to know this, but
it's quite a good idea to have, I mean, everybody's got their story.
Of course.
And it's really the same story, but it's from different angles. And so, you know, they're completely different sort of stories. And that's why I quite like the face-to-face, because you get to see the people and you can make, you know, your own decision on.
Yeah. Now, I already know the answer to my next question, but I'm going to put it to you, because there are probably many people out there who don't. Where do grandparents figure in family dispute resolutions?
Well, I've got, I've had several grandparents that have, in fact, the one I've got that I said is overseas, that there's grandparents, and they just want to mediate to be able to get, to be able to see their grandchildren often. And so it would be exactly the same process that you would try and get the other party to come around the table. It's often when, sometimes it might not necessarily be, when one of the parties have disappeared, like one's passed away, and then the grandparents will be wanting to, you know, they feel as if they're losing their grandchild. And so, yes, they can apply in exactly the same way.
But they don't have any rights, do they?
Well, they would have, if you reached an agreement together, that would become an order, a court order, if they wanted to take it to the court, it could become a court order. But as far as the rights, it's under the Children and Young Persons Act.
Mm.
So it's what's in the best interest of the children. Mm. So it's not a matter of what the rights are. Mm. It's what's in the best interest of the children. And if the other party didn't want the grandparents to see them, well then, and he didn't reach a settlement at mediation, and it went to the judge, well, the judge would be looking at whether it was in the best interest of the children for them to see their other part, you know, their grandparents. And of course, the judge would make that judgment.
So the grandparents are covered under law.
Well, it's what's in the best interest of the children. Yeah. And if they apply, the other party might convince the judge that they're not suitable grandparents to see the child. Yes. You know, so it just, you know, I can't say a yes or no. It depends entirely on the situation.
Yeah. Out of all the cases that you handle, and you've handled many over the 20 odd years that you've been in business.
Well, we haven't been doing FDR all that long, because FDR really has only been, it's quite a recent thing that the courts identified. Otherwise, in the past, judges made those decisions.
How many cases end up in court these days? So, I mean, you're a skilled mediator. Do you normally work it out? Or?
Not a lot. Not a lot that I have mediated. Yeah. I would say there would only be probably about a couple reached. And sometimes... I would say, look, this is best to go to court because I can see that it's just not the best thing is for somebody else to make a decision. Because, but I don't have a lot of them. And sometimes other people will say, look, I don't want this to settle because I want a judge to make the decision. So obviously I don't have any control over that either.
Now, you've mentioned a time frame, and I've been involved, not personally, but people I know, that it sounds simple. 12 hours of having a bit of a chin wag with a counsellor, and then, you know, you're right, but it could take months or years, can't it?
Things change. Yes. Children grow. Their needs change.
Yeah.
The people change. They get a new partner. Mm. Their new partner might have children. So things change. And so you're allowed to have the 12 hours per year. Often you don't. I mean, I very rarely use the whole 12 hours. I don't think I've used the whole 12 hours for anybody. So usually things are pretty well sorted.
Yeah.
But they've got that option to reapply in another few years down the track. And sometimes once they've been to a couple of times to mediation, I'll often talk about the communication skills. And so I'll often say, look, this is and my strong voice is that if they talk to each other, if they can talk to each other and communicate to each other, they don't need to tell each other that they talk to each other and find out anything about each other, but they can talk about the children. Mm. And if you can focus on the children and keep in touch, keep the communication up with the children, so as the children know that both parents are supporting them and both parents, you know, then they can't play one off against the other. But if they know that the parents are talking to each other, it just makes such a huge difference.
Do you ever put the children in the same room as the parents, or is that always...
I don't see the children. No. One of my colleagues does the voice of the child, and so I mediate, but I don't see the children. That's not the way it works.
No, okay. Well, look, we're just about out of time. Can you believe it? Where did that time go? If we want to come and talk to you about any of this, how do we do that?
0687856607. That's the Dispute Solutions. That's our number. Or you can go on www.disputesolutions and you can see three of us. There's Elizabeth Phillips. She does ACC. There's Karen Clarkin. She does the Voice of the Child mediation, FDR mediations, and ACC advocacy, and I do the lot. Employment law and ACC, HR and FDR.
Good on you, Megan. My pleasure as always. You look after yourself. We'll talk to the same time, same place next time.
Take care, Ken. Bye-bye.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. skin. Then you begin to make it better, 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 better. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Hey, you.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.